This podcast has been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blanc.ca and you can find our website in the show notes. And shout out to our second sponsor, Kabaka Concept, a fashion project that plants a tree every time you purchase an order. We're changing the world one tree at a time. So find out more on how you can join this revolution at kabakaconcept.com. More details in the show notes. Let's get right into it. What it do, what it do, what it do. What up? Welcome to the Conversations with Chance Mutuku. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited and blessed that we're able to spend the next little bit together. It seems like I haven't talked to you since last year. How was that for a joke? I'm brushing up on my dad jokes and trying to make sure that the arsenal is full, you know, and equipped for when my little king comes here, you know, because, you know, from that moment on, it's a rapid fire, you know what I'm saying? So we're just testing him out. That was so bad. It's funny. This is like a joke I always use around this time of the year, and it's so bad. It's so funny, you know? It's one of those ones where, I usually just watch people's reactions like, yo, come on, you know, you gotta stop it. But hey, that's what dad jokes are for, you know what I'm saying? And I'm tapping into my, you know, my inner dad already, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, if you have it, it was so bad. But anywho, welcome back. Happy New Year and more blessings. Let's keep stacking those wins going into this new year. Usually around this time of the year, it's really exciting, you know, watching people, because I guess there is this New Year's resolution thing going on where it's cool seeing people back in the gyms, you know. So a lot of people hate it, but I don't mind it. You know, it's dope seeing people going after their goals. It's cool seeing people venturing out into, I guess, uncharted territories and trying to figure things out. My only thing is that you gotta stick to it. If you go to the gym on the 1st of January, then on the 31st of December, you should be in that same gym because you've been going, you know, all year long. You know what I'm saying? So keep at it, and I'm continuing to encourage you. Keep going, keep pushing forward full force. Those goals, those aspirations, those things that you want to get done this year, I continue to just, you know, send you well and warm wishes. My prayers that, you know, they come true and that you get the energy to keep pushing forward. You know what I'm saying? Just like a lion, you know, go after it. There's nothing stopping you other than yourself. So get up out of your own way. There you have it. Today's idea, or today's conversation, is for my control freaks. And before we go any farther, I am definitely in that same boat, you know. So these are, as much as I'm talking, you know, or having this dialogue with you, I'm having it with myself, and I constantly have to have it with myself. So my control freaks, let it go of control. Simple and plain. Stop trying to control everything. It's pretty simple and straightforward. Stop trying to control everything. And the sooner we grasp this message, the sooner you grasp this idea, the less suffering and the less agony you're gonna bring upon yourself. Stop trying to control everything. You know, and it goes, it's very, very true that many things in life, when you really think about it, we don't really have much control over a lot. You know, the variables that we can control are very minimal. And, you know, the sooner we trust God, the sooner we trust this universe, the higher power, because I know my community is diverse. The sooner we trust, you know, that thing that is external, outside of ourselves, the more peace and the more freedom we have to just keep venturing forward. But stop trying to control everything. At the end of the day, you got to get up out of your own way. And a lot of times when we fail, or when we're sad, when we're unhappy, when we're encountering, you know, this agony, this pain, a lot of these things are caused by us trying to basically take the reins on life. And the way I see it is, like, God is God for a reason, and you are you for a reason. We all have a role to play. You know, God's role, the universe's role, is to literally be the universe, to be God, do godly things, whatever those things are, to control time, space, and the future, the past. You know, God is inevitably outside of our notion of space and time, you know. So I'm gonna just let that leave that up to God. And on the flip side, you're you for a reason, so you should literally just tap into who you are, tap into the things that you can control, you know. So it goes like this. Let me break it down. So if, you know, for my regulars, you here's the broken record. I'm gonna keep repeating myself, because this is something I truly believe in. We're all created for a reason. We're all created for a purpose. There's purpose behind your existence, you know. And as much as, you know, there is a purpose to your existence, that your story is already written. I know so many people believe that, oh yeah, no, you basically create your own destiny. I see where you're coming from, but I look at it completely different. You know, from the day you are conceived till the day you will go, your story, like that storyline, that almost like that film, has already been written. And your only role is to make sure that you are doing everything in your power, you know, to be yourself and to live in accordance to that purpose. How do you know what your purpose is? It's just something that it's within you, you know. And you can kind of tap into some of the previous episodes where we talk about, how do you know that you are living in accordance to your purpose? Is it right? Is it real? And does it have the ability to inspire? Is it robust? You know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then, you know, just backtrack a little bit. You know, your job literally is to just live in accordance to your purpose. And at the end of the day, like when God calls your name, when it's your time to go, that hopefully will, you know, will result to a life of meaning, you know. But you can't, we can get philosophical into this, but you can't try to make your life meaningful. You know, that's like the end result. You cannot control the end result, or you can't be obsessive of the end result. All you got to do is just focus on living every single day in a way that is purposeful and that is in accordance to your purpose. You know, exercising your talents, making sure that you're giving your all, your 100%, and investing in your gifts, making sure that you're fully just living a life of like abundance. And again, all of that, the specifics of all of that, how we do that, you can tap into like previous episodes, or, you know, even in the future, we'll continue to break them down even more. But at the end of the day, when you really think about it, you know, the variables that we can control are not really, the things that we worry about, I mean, are, for the most part, like things that we cannot control. You cannot control time. You can't control the past, You know, as my older brother always says, it's not a past, it's a path. But I can't control what just happened 2 seconds ago. These 2 seconds that literally just passed. I cannot control that. I can't go back and take that time back. I cannot control what's gonna happen to me tomorrow. Which leaves me with only thing that I can control is right now, these fleeting moments. That's literally all I have power over. What are you doing right now to make sure that you are getting closer to fulfilling your purpose? Or what are you doing right now to make sure that you're living in accordance to your purpose? A lot of the things that we worry about are externals, things that we cannot really control. You know, you can't control what other people are saying about you. You can't control the weather. You cannot control what happened yesterday. You cannot control what's gonna happen tomorrow. The only thing that you have control over is your thoughts, your actions, and you know what you're doing in the now. Is it in alignment with your purpose, or is it not in alignment with your purpose? That's literally it. The rest, just leave it up to God. You know, but then what happens is that, you know, we think we can control everything. You know, we want to control the past, we want to control the future, and then people become overwhelmed, you know. We don't really have that much control. So if you don't really have that much control, why worry about it? Leave that up to God. I'm going to tell you a story. Maybe I've told it before, but one of the biggest turning points in my career as an athlete was when I had just suffered, probably like I took the biggest L. Oh my gosh, I did not perform well this one tournament. And then my coaches and I kind of, you know, took a step back. We're like, you know what, you train hard, you know, you show up every day at practice, you're doing all the stuff that you need to do physically, but maybe this is like, so that can't be the problem. You have the tactical aspect of things, you've been practicing your technique, like if you've did all of that, like what possibly went wrong? And then it came down to, I know it was a mental thing, you know. So then I started working with a sports psychologist, and they kind of walked me through these exercises that were super life-changing, and they brought to my realization so many things that I had not thought about, you know, in the previous years. And it was super dope because it happened at a time where, I mean, I was still such a young athlete. But those principles, those things that I learned in that experience are things that I continue to apply, you know, till today in life within and outside of sports. But it basically literally just came down to I was worrying too much and stressing too much about the things that I could not control. That was literally it. And that like cost me a provincial championship, which was like such a terrible performance, probably my worst performance ever. Like I was pulling things out of like nowhere. I don't even know where some of these techniques came from. Like it was terrible. But yeah, it came down to me worrying about things that I could not control, you know? And then when I realized that, we kind of developed like, you know, a much better way of looking at things, you know, a more simplistic way of looking at things. I could not control who the officials were. I could not control the calls that they were making. I could not control who was going to be my opponent. You know, I could not control how the crowd was going to react to my performance as an athlete. Sometimes you walk into an arena that's not in your hometown and you get booed by that crowd because they're obviously in favor of their hometown athletes. But you can't control that, you know? And then, so after we realized this, it's like, okay, what can you control? I can control my, you know, the things that I'm doing physically. I can control my preparation mentally, and I can control my preparation spiritually. At the end of the day, that's literally all I had to focus on. The outcome, whether, you know, I win or not, like, that is totally, like, beyond my, that, I mean, I'm speaking now, I'm looking at it now from the future, you know, from the present, I'm looking backwards. But at the time, like, the results were beyond me. I could not control what the end outcome was going to be. You could get a referee who was, you know, paid off, and maybe they make the other athlete win. Maybe they are a coach of that athlete that also referees, and they end up favoring that athlete. You can't control like the outcome. Literally, all you can control is your performance, how well you're performing, how well you're executing your techniques, how well you're implementing your game plan, and that's literally it. And once I grasped that, like, my performance just went to the next level, and I began to, like, finally, like, just, you know, break out of that mold to become the athlete that God created me to be and start winning. You know, my career just, like, skyrocketed from that realization. So why can we apply these things to our regular everyday lives? And how come we always forget them, you know? And I find myself in the same boat all the time. You know, yes, this concept makes sense, but, you know, we have to constantly keep reminding ourselves, you know, so, because sometimes we forget. It's part of being human, you know. So I've kind of broken it down to, like, three ways of, you know, reminding ourselves. So the first thing is, you know, being here in the moment, recognizing that the present, like the now, is literally the only thing that you can control. You have control over your thoughts. You have control over your actions. You have control over your words, you know. But even in that, there's only so many things that you can control. You know, the things that you can control, focus on them. You know, and the externals, the things that are beyond you, let those be. Leave those up to time, God, the universe, the higher power, whatever, what, you know, or what have you. But don't get caught up in that rat race. Stop focusing on the externals. Just focus on being here. You know, these fleeting moments. Have gratitude for what you have. You know, maybe the world is crashing around you, and you don't know, like, what's gonna happen next. You don't know when to get this resource. You don't, like, there's only so much that you can do, you know. But just be here now. Don't forget that, like, the now exists, and that's, like, you. It's probably your biggest asset. Just be here now. Slow things down, and at times that allows for you to have the clarity of mind, you know, to be able to create, you know, the best course of action moving forward. So be here now. And then the second thing is, since you're in the now, you're in a much more calm state, then refocus on what you can control. You know, let go of perfection, like trying to be perfect all the time, trying to do things right all the time. No, like, you can't control that. That's the outcome again that we're focusing on. You know, focus, like, refocus on what you have control over. You know, be yourself. You know, are you trying to change, I don't know, how people look at you? Are you trying to change, you know, yourself to become more, I don't know, to fit into the crowd? Like, whatever it is. Like, stop doing that. Just be yourself. Be you. Like, be that person that God created you to be. You know, and at times, that may not be, like, the most popular way of living. I approach every single day in a way that is unapologetic. And hey, people who know me closely will tell you, with chance, you'll get what you get. You know, if people don't like that, hey, listen, there's billions of other people in the world to go interact with. But just be yourself. And trust me, when you are yourself, the right people, the people who are like God meant to be in your life, they will come around. Some people call it the law of attraction. I just call it, like, you know, God doing his thing, God doing godly things. You're yourself, you know, those that energy, like that energy echoes, and you find, like, I mean, if you're a positive person, you'll find more positive people around you. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna naturally weed out the negative people. But yeah, just be yourself. Like, just focus on what you can control. You know, are you giving your fullest gift to the best of your ability? You know, don't dim your light just to make other people comfortable. Like, don't do that. Yeah, just tap into that, like, that best version of you that God, you know, that God created you to be. I always think about, you know, the day that my final hours, you know, and, you know, maybe the moments after my final hour where I stand face to face with God, and my aim is to, like, do every single thing to the best of my ability every single day, so that, like, my theory is that, you know, you stand in front of God and there's another person right there, you know, and you know, the closer you look, that person kind of looks like you, and then you get closer and it's actually you, but it's, you can see that person, like, in from, like, a how do you say, a third, in third person, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of see them, you know, from the outside. And that person that God has beside him is basically what he created you to be. That final, like, version, that better version of yourself is going to be standing right there. And as I, like, the way I see it is, God is going to use basically that person as the measuring stick. Did you live, how close are you to that person? That being is, I guess, your very best version. You cannot be perfect in life, you know, but the aim is to be, like, to try, like, your very best to get as close to that standard as possible. And how do you do that? Is living every single day in accordance to your purpose. That's literally, like, what you gotta focus on, you know. Refocus, like, give your fullest gift and just give your very best every single day. The rest that you can't control, God got this. Leave that up to God. And lastly, you gotta reaffirm, you have to keep reminding yourself, you know, that you will be okay. Hey, listen, if you're listening to this, then you have survived and you have conquered 100% of your bad days, 100% of your the darkest times that you've gone through. You know, if you're listening to this, you're still alive. So that means that if you have been through some of the hardest times, who can tell you that you cannot conquer what's gonna come tomorrow? You know, and you know, it's crazy because often people suffer more in anticipation than when the actual thing gets there. I'm sure you remember this as a kid, when you did something really, really, really bad that you thought was really, really bad, and you just literally, you sit there and you punish yourself, and when your mom or your dad comes home and they're like, "Huh, okay, I mean, you did something bad, but you know what, we can fix it." Like, I would have those moments where I'm like, oh wow, so I'm not in that much trouble. And then you come to realize, like, you put yourself through more trouble than you anticipated. The same is, you know, equivalent to life. Like, You know, we're constantly worrying about what's gonna come tomorrow, what's gonna, all these things. But in reality, like, leave that up to God, leave that up to time. What's gonna happen tomorrow will come tomorrow. Why worry about it in the now? Like, let it come. It's almost like worrying is like a rocking chair. You can only rock back and forth so many times, but it's not really gonna get you anywhere. So, you know, no stress. Like, at the end of the day, of course, like there are things that, you know, it's almost inevitable to worry about things, you know, but you can't let that get in the way of you being that person that God created you to be. So keep reaffirming to yourself that you will be okay. Say to yourself, I will be okay. It's worked before, and it's worked out before, and it's gonna work out tomorrow. It's gonna work out now. You know, have that abundance mentality, in that, you know, God got you, you know, and the universe, life is working for you. All you gotta do is just, you know, brush up that perspective and you'll be aight. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, there you have it. Stop worrying about things that you cannot control. Stop like this obsession with trying to control life. Like, just let life happen. Just live. You know, I truly believe in, like, you know, that statement, like, approaching every day like a warrior, grabbing life by the balls and, you know, running stuff. But that doesn't mean that, like, you know, you can run the universe. No, the universe is way bigger than you. That statement is almost like it's subjective, you know, it's an attitude kind of thing. You know, wake up tomorrow, approach every single day, I guess, and with that attitude, like, yo, whatever you got for me, it ain't got nothing on me. It's gonna happen for me. It's more so like an attitude thing rather than an objective way of approaching your day-to-day life, trying to control life. Trust me, because sooner or later, life will humble you. So approach life with that cowboy energy that we previously referenced in an episode. You know, yeah, you don't really have that much control. You don't. And the sooner we realize that, the less suffering we will go through, at least on this front of trying to, you know, control life. And the more freedom you will have, the more wind you will have behind your back as you continue to live a life full of purpose. And at the end of the day, when it's your time to go, your life will yield to being a meaningful life. But stop trying to control everything. It don't work like that. Yeah. Yeah, and screw perfectionism. Like, you know, you don't gotta be perfect. Just live, frick. Trust that, you know, God got this, and yeah, let God do godly things, and you just do you things. That's it. So in summary, you know, be here. Embrace and, like, take time to be grateful of the fleeting moments. Refocus on what you can control. Be aware of the things that you cannot control. And in that process, continue to be you. Do not dim your light just to, you know, make the other candles, make their little sparks seem bright. You know, just tap into that beast, that best version that God created you to be. Like, tap into that, you know, or continue to aim to unleash that, to get to that, you know. And lastly, continue to reaffirm, tell yourself, like, you know, remind yourself that you will be okay. You know what I mean? You will be all right. And yeah, at the end of the day, there it is. There's nothing that will get between you and that better version of yourself, that purpose that God created you to, that God created you for. You know what I mean? You just got to get out of your own way, and your story is already written. All you got to do is just keep pushing forward unapologetically, without fear, and with that energy. You know what I'm saying? One last example I'll use is almost like a paleontologist? Yeah, the people who work with dinosaurs. You know, your best version already exists, you know, and it's kind of almost like it's buried under the dirt. Like a paleontologist, there I go with my words, a paleontologist. All you gotta do is just keep brushing, keep working. And the more you keep going, you know, the more that you will begin to see that full, that bigger picture come to reality, you know, come to life. And sometimes, hey, who knows, you may not get to fully, like, you know, to fully realize what that best version of yourself is. That's okay. That's not the point. That's beside the point. But the whole point, the moral of the story, the cream of the crop is in the journey, you know, the journey that you're taking to get to that best version of yourself. And when you stand there at the end of your life, face to face, in front of God, and there's that figure right beside Him, my last question to you is, how close are you going to be to that figure? Are you going to be super, super close, or are you going to be way off, totally different person? I'm going to leave that up to you. And you literally have the power to sculpt yourself and to get yourself closer to that by living a purposeful life every day. Yeah? So there you have it. Stop trying to control everything. We don't really have much control over a lot. And just focus on the things that you can control. That's all you gotta do. Bless up. And you know, if this really spoke to you, please feel free to share with somebody who you think may enjoy it. And you know, there's so many things that you gotta do nowadays. Subscribe, like, leave a rating. I'm just gonna let you leave that up to you. Just do one of them, you know. I enjoy seeing people sharing these episodes on their stories. I enjoy hearing your feedback, your stories, everything, you know. So don't be shy to reach out if you got anything, if you got anything to build on. Reach out. Before we go, I want to give a special shout out to Fifi Fitriad, you know, in full. Big up to Fifi. Fifi is like a, you know, long time listener, supporter of the podcast, just like all around dope human. And I hope to bring her on the show one of these days, you know. But Fifi, you know yourself. Just want to let you know you are truly appreciated. Thank you so much for continuing to support. You know, I want to make it a point to just, you know, continue to thank people who, the listeners who continue to make this podcast what it is. It would not be where it's at without you, and without people like you, Fifi. Like, again, we would be nowhere. So big up to you. Thank you one more time, and keep balling. I see you, and hopefully we can get you on here sooner than later. But yeah, and to each and every one of you guys in the community, thank you dearly. And until next time, let's keep encouraging each other, let's keep it positive, and stop trying to control everything.
's been brought to you by Blanc Studio, voted Niagara's best design company. We use creative magic to help bring your brilliant ideas to life. From branding to graphic and web design to creating future-proof marketing strategy, we are your one-stop shop for all your marketing needs. So what's your idea and how can we help you bring it to life? Find us at blonde.ca and you can find our website in the show notes.